Though the Saivitabha or Saivitabha Sutta is perhaps the most important of the Pali canonical sources of the Ten Precepts, there are a number of others also. In particular, there is an important group of about 50 short suttas in the Anguttara Nikaya, or collection of gradual or numerical sayings, i.e. sayings on the ones, the twos, the threes, and so on, up to the elevenths. Many of these suttas differ only in respect of the place at which they were delivered and the person to whom the teaching was addressed, the speaker being in all cases the Buddha himself. Some suttas resemble the Kutadanta Sutta in that the observance of the Ten Precepts is represented as being a better way of offering a sacrifice, or performing rites of purification, or making offerings to the dead. Among the suttas of this type, there is one untitled sutta, which is characteristic of the whole group. In this sutta, the Buddha explains to Chunda, the silversmith, who finds satisfaction in the purifying rites of the Brahmins of the West who carry water pots, in what real purification consists. After describing how the Ten Precepts are observed in their negative form, he proceeds to describe how they are observed in their positive form. But Chunda, threefold is cleansing by body, fourfold is cleansing by speech, threefold is cleansing by mind. And how is cleansing by body threefold? Herein, Chunda, a certain one abandons taking life, abstains therefrom. He has laid aside the rod, has laid aside the knife. He dwells modest, charitable, feeling compassion towards every living creature. He abandons taking what is not given, abstains therefrom. The property of another, situated in jungle or in village, if not given, he takes not with thievish intent. In sexual desires he abandons wrong action, abstains therefrom. He has no intercourse with girls in ward of mother or father, brother, sister or relatives or clan, with girls lawfully guarded, already pledged to a husband, and protected by the rod, even with girls crowned with the flower garlands of betrothal. Thus Chunda, threefold, is cleansing by body. And how is cleansing by speech fourfold? Herein, Chunda, a certain one abandons lying, abstains therefrom. When cited to appear before the council, or a company, or amid his relatives, or guild men, or before the royal family, and asked to bear witness with the words, "Come, good fellow, say what you know." Not knowing, he says, "I know not." Knowing, he says, "I know." Not having seen, he says, "I saw not." Having seen, he says, "I saw." Thus, for his own sake, or for the sake of others, or to get some carnal profit or other, he does not utter any deliberate falsehood. Abandoning slanderous speech, he abstains therefrom. When he hears something at one place, he does not proclaim it elsewhere to bring about a quarrel between the parties. What he has heard here, he does not report there to bring about a quarrel between the parties. Thus, he brings together the discordant, restores harmony. Harmony is his delight. He exults in it, is passionately fond of harmony. He utters speech that makes for harmony. Also, he abandons harsh speech, abstains therefrom. Whatever speech is blameless, pleasant to the ear, affectionate, going to the heart, urbane, agreeable to many folk, delightful to many folk, of such speech, he is a speaker. Also, abandoning idle babble, he abstains therefrom. He speaks in season, of facts, of the aim, of dharma, of discipline. He utters speech worth treasuring up, speech seasonable and worth listening to, discriminating and concerned with the aim. Thus, Chunda, fourfold is cleansing by speech. and how is cleansing my mind threefold? Here, a certain one is not covetous. He covets not the property of another, thinking, oh, that what is another's were mine. He is not malevolent of heart. The thoughts of his heart are not corrupt. He wishes, let these beings carry about the self in peace, free from enmity, free from sorrow, and in happiness. Also, he has right view. He is reasonable in outlook, holding that there are such things as gift, or offering, oblation, fruit, and ripening of deeds done well or ill, that this world is, that the world beyond is, that mother, father, and beings of supernatural birth in other worlds do exist, that there are in the world recluses and Brahmins who have gone rightly, who fare rightly, men who of their own comprehension have realized this world and the world beyond, and thus declare it. Thus Chunda is the threefold cleansing of mind. So these are the 10 ways of right doing.